Ever wondered why some mentoring relationships transform careers while others fizzle out after a few awkward coffee meetings? The answer lies in understanding that effective mentorship isn't one size fits all, but rather a dynamic dance of 13 distinct roles that can be strategically deployed. Great mentorship rejects the notion that mentoring means simply imparting wisdom from on high. Instead, it's about creating a relationship where both parties grow through intentional guidance. The most powerful mentoring happens when we recognize that each mentee needs different approaches at different times. Sometimes gentle excavation of hidden potential, sometimes firm boundary setting, sometimes challenging questions that push beyond comfort zones. What if you could master these roles and create mentoring relationships that genuinely change lives? The journey begins with understanding that true mentorship isn't about making someone into your clone. It's about helping them discover their unique path forward. Great mentors act as paleontologists, gently uncovering what lies beneath rather than imposing their vision. Your goal is helping mentees discover their passions and talents through careful excavation. This requires understanding their unique dig site, workplace dynamics, industry trends, cultural expectations, and personal aspirations. Meet mentees where they are by adjusting your communication style to create psychological safety. While discovery explores possibilities, boundary setting establishes clear parameters for an efficient relationship. What is this relationship? What isn't it? What roles will each party play? Start with practical considerations. 45-minute sessions while holding a full hour on your calendar, beginning with 6 to 8 sessions with continuation options. In-person or video meetings build rapport better than audio-only calls. A critical boundary is agenda ownership. This responsibility belongs to the mentee, not you. Teaching mentees to create focused agendas helps them develop prioritization skills while ensuring productive sessions. Clarify what you will and won't offer. Mentors generally aren't counselors, physicians, lawyers, champions, or loan officers. Setting clear boundaries about professional network access prevents uncomfortable situations later. In our distraction-filled world, focused attention is a precious gift. Creating psychological safety through active listening makes mentees feel truly heard and valued, requiring suspended judgment, patience, and attention focused on understanding rather than imposing solutions. Many leaders default to persuasion when they should be listening. In mentoring, your role is to listen, not sell. Avoid saying, "If I were you." This applies personal experiences to situations where different mindsets, skills, and resources make your solutions potentially harmful. Active listening means getting out of your own head rather than constructing responses. Follow the 20-80 formula, 20% talking, 80% listening in early sessions, focusing on what your mentee wants to accomplish, why, when, and how they'll measure success. While listening creates space, insightful questions help mentees discover underlying truths. Like a skilled defense attorney, use empathy and insight to identify root causes and create clarity. The right questions accelerate progress toward the mentee's goals, requiring self-restraint to focus on finding their right path, not yours. Intensify questioning gradually as trust develops. Start with big, open-ended questions rather than yes-no inquiries, moving to more pointed questions addressing patterns in language, self-perception, and the effectiveness of the mentoring relationship itself. Two complementary roles, challenging and validating, create a balanced approach that pushes mentees to grow while ensuring they feel supported. Challenging tactfully pushes mentees to confront assumptions, perspectives, or behaviors impeding their performance, especially when these misalign with their goals or disconnect from facts. Know your natural style before challenging effectively. Some find challenging easy, while others avoid conflict. The most effective approach falls in the middle, challenging through respectful clarity or inquisitive language rather than confrontation. Validation recognizes that the mentee's internal experiences are valid and worthy, regardless of whether you agree with their conclusions. This affirms their emotions and abilities while ensuring they feel seen and understood. Validation often requires a deliberate pause after hearing something unrelatable or emotional to formulate an authentic response rather than a reactive one. Even infrequent validation can have profound impact. These moments provide emotional support during times of lean confidence and may be remembered vividly decades later, including specific circumstances and exact words spoken. As mentoring relationships mature, mentors become navigators who map opportunities, costs, and guidelines that serve as waypoints for mentees. You don't need to be an expert, just one day ahead of your mentee, informed enough to anticipate what's coming, even if your paths differ. Connect decisions to governing principles, timeless truths that apply across cultures and generations. These include how keeping commitments builds reputation and how straightforward apologies build trust. By linking present actions to future outcomes, mentees better understand the consequences of their choices. While navigation charts the path, visioning inspires mentees by illustrating future possibilities, helping them see their greater potential. Balance inspiration with practicality to keep visions both motivating and achievable. Teach mentees to speak as if their desired future is already true. What you say affects what you believe, and together they shape behavior, creating alignment between thoughts, words, actions, and results. When mentees feel psychologically safe, they're willing to take risks, admit mistakes, and explore new possibilities. Creating this environment requires intentional effort and consistent behavior. Mentees often can't articulate their passions initially and may change direction during your sessions. This evolution is natural. The discomfort zone, where mentees feel challenged but supported, often produces breakthrough insights but requires trust. Distinguish between bad news, acceptable, and wrong news, unacceptable. Early disclosure of problems allows for faster solutions. Creating safety for mentees to share bad news builds trust and makes transparency your advantage. If you're an interrupter, practice closing your lips and counting to 10. Interrupting typically stems from wanting to silence someone, solve a problem, or share your genius insight, none serving your mentee well. Be prepared to address violations like missed meetings or chronic unpreparedness and, when necessary, end relationships that aren't working. Like with a mismatched hire, it's often better to cut losses quickly when the fit is wrong. Mastering 13 mentoring roles requires awareness, not perfection. These roles are situational tools that, with practice, allow intuitive transitions. Starting as a listener, shifting to challenger when spotting limiting beliefs, then becoming an encourager when the mentee commits to action. Different mentoring relationships emphasize different roles. A short-term career mentor might primarily teach and connect, while a long-term executive mentor might use all 13 roles. This flexibility lets you respond to each mentee's unique needs rather than forcing predetermined patterns. Even different personalities can form effective mentoring relationships through adaptation. Some mentees thrive with direct feedback, others need gentle guidance. The key is remaining flexible and attuned to their responses. Effective mentoring is a journey of continuous learning. The greatest mentors recognize which role is needed in each moment and adapt accordingly. As you help others discover their potential, you'll develop deeper listening skills, greater emotional intelligence, and a more nuanced understanding of human development. The questions you ask mentees often prompt your own self-reflection.